someone glazed to send to you guys, that is usually what I Google, and there's ample.
And welcome to the second episode of Friday Night Fiasco. It's Friday night. My name's Daniel J. Collette. I am your host, and joining me today are my two friends that have already introduced themselves with their very intelligible words.
Hey, I'm Paul.
My name is Liam.
And boy, oh boy, I hope you like that little conversation bringing it in. Liam, what was it that you Googled again?
OG Mudbone and the Black Hawk.
Sometimes you just need something to look at.
Sometimes you just need to Google Big Black Hawk.
Yeah, I actually printed it out.
Hey, it happens.
Hanging on my wall.
Anyway, Big Black Hawks are not the theme of this show.
They should be.
Thank you for joining us on our second episode. Hopefully you listened to the first. But it's not necessary because we just introduced ourselves
again.
Hopefully
you watched the video.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully you saw the video, www.FridayNightFiasco.com. In our last episode, Paul lost our third segment, Big Time Showdown. And as a result, he had to walk through a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru in a cardboard box car. And there is video evidence of that on our website right now. So if you haven't seen that, go check it out.
It was a ton of fun.
What?
And we put so much effort into building that car.
That was a tight car.
The car is so good. Definitely remember to go stop over and watch the video. But anyway, thank you for joining us a second time. It means a lot that you're here. We've got quite a show, as we have before. This week, we are all excited about summer, because summer has finally begun. We are out of school. And we're a little excited about that. So we're going to talk a little bit about summer.
Yay!
Yay! Hold on. Oh, that wasn't a good one.
What time is it? So what time?
It's time for you to stop.
It's on vacation.
Nope. No.
It's what's it? High School Musical.
Yeah, you're right.
You're dumb.
Sick.
I was going to say School of Rock, but it most definitely wasn't that.
No,
it isn't. You're right. Anyway, in case you didn't listen to our first episode, Friday Night Fiasco is a show about things that we love, and we love to hang out and talk about them. Specifically, movies, music, and video games. But in our first segment today, we aren't going to talk much about that. We're going to talk about ourselves instead. Because in our excitement about summer, we thought we would chat a little bit about the season with you guys, and what we are up to. So, this could be a little bit of a discourse too. I'm hoping that the audience, you guys, will join in on the conversation too, maybe in the comments section below. If you're listening on iTunes, that means you go to www.FridayNightFiasco.com and then click on the blog entry for this post,
or
this episode.
We could just ask you a question and you could answer your computer, iPod, or phone. Just talk to the wall,
Dora
the Explorer.
Yeah, actually, if you're listening to this on headphones and you press the little headphone thing right there with the microphone,
right there,
we can hear that actually live too.
True.
So
we have chips implanted in our heads.
This is an elaborate joke.
It is. But hold on, what's that? Oh, we've got a caller right now.
Hello, caller.
What is it that you love about summer? It was actually just the foghorn.
The foghorn called.
Okay. Pardon me as I take a drink of my Mountain Dew. So anyway, summer is upon us, and we are quite excited.
Dan's wearing a sleeveless shirt.
I'm wearing a sleeveless shirt.
He owns one.
I own, like, a couple.
Okay, he owns two sleeveless shirts.
Like,
one of them is a four-year-strong jersey. It looks like a basketball jersey, but it says four-year-strong, which is not a basketball
team. I have a four-year-strong tank top, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Never mind, I forgot.
Yeah, you're dumb.
Dan likes to show off the guns.
Liam is also wearing a sleeveless shirt, and Paul has a wiener in his butt.
I do.
Sleeves, coincidentally.
I have sleeves and a wiener in my butt.
They're synonymous.
Just kidding, no wiener, but I do have sleeves.
So. Anyway, though, it is the season for wearing sleeveless shirts and not doing a whole lot. So, we're a couple days into summer now, and I have done jack shit, and I love it.
I've slept till about 1 every day so far, which is like
that's
kind of
crazy.
So, alright, noon.
Even I don't sleep that late.
Noon. It's a problem.
No, I slept till 1 on the first day.
Then I get up and just watch TV, and then my mom yells at me because I don't do anything. Then I go longboarding for like
And then I'm like, Mom, you just don't understand.
And then I come back and then sleep again.
Wow.
And it's a vicious cycle.
That sounds pretty exciting.
That sounds a lot like what I've been doing, only instead of TV and longboarding.
He's been masturbating.
It's just video games.
And masturbating.
Yes.
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 He has been shining the candlestick.
Choking the Pope.
Yeah.
Pulling the pod. Waxing the candle.
This is getting weird.
Anyway, let's actually, like, talk about something. So, we want to talk a little bit about what we're up to for summer.
Sick.
I know, it is pretty sick.
Fun stuff.
It isn't movies, music, or video games, but
Fortunately, I think we
can.
Mine will consist of none of those things, because I don't do that.
Well, my name's Liam, I don't like music.
That's sick, so why don't you tell us what you will be up to then, Liam?
Okay. This summer...
don't give any specific locations, by the way. Like, you can say, like, New Hampshire, okay. Like, we're from the greater Worcester area in Massachusetts, but just don't give, like, any...
Yeah,
like, the address of where you work.
I don't want to be raped or stalked. I wouldn't mind being stalked. I appreciate not being raped or murdered. I...
Continue.
I'm poor, so I won't be traveling out of country. Or... hardly out of state. I'll be staying in New England, which I'm aware is not a state.
Wow.
I'll actually be going, in a few weeks, I will be going up to New Hampshire, the Greater Lakes regions of New Hampshire. No specific.
You can say, like, Lake Winnipesaukee, like, that's fine. Just don't give them, like, your home ass address.
Yeah, okay. We're going to Lake Winnipesaukee. I'm going up, I'm going to be...
It's a pretty big lake.
I'm going to be... It is. A sailing instructor, which I'm very excited about because I enjoy sailing, as we've gone over previously. Sure. And I'll be going up there, I'll be working doing that, I will be windsurfing and mountain biking and sleeping and masturbating. And stop, please.
Yeah, shut up, you're in the minority here.
And then...
I'm in the minority for what?
I'm pretty much doing, like, all of those things, too. Baby.
Oh, yeah.
So, basically, having fun. You're in the minority of the fun-having group.
Well, Dan doesn't like sunlight or wind, so he kind of can't go outside.
That's true. He melts.
When he does, though, yeah, he takes worse. A parasol.
And the wind's worse.
So, yeah, I will be doing all of those things involving wind and the great outdoors, and it's going to be magnificent. That's, in fact, this weekend, sort of this weekend, next week, Dan and Paul... may or may not be coming up to my house to do similar things.
To do drugs.
Except Dan will not be sailing or doing any of those fun things because he can't handle it.
We got rage.
Last time I went to Lake South, New Hampshire. Should I tell the tongue story or the knee boarding story?
The tongue one.
What's the tongue one?
I like that one better.
Cut off half my tongue.
I don't remember. Oh, on the jet ski?
Yeah.
Well, now you have to tell it.
Okay, well, now I have to tell it. All right, so... last time I was at Liam's house last year, he has a jet ski down there in New Hampshire, or up there, rather. That's fine. And he took me and his friend out on it, and naturally they put me in the middle seat, which is the fucking worst.
It's the safest seat, because Dan can't hold on, so my friend had to hold on for him.
No.
Well, Dan is always
in
the middle.
And Dan was most definitely not driving, because we would all be... drowning in the water.
Well, you know who was driving? Liam over here, and he was having an air quotes rough day.
No, I wasn't having a rough day.
He was having an air quotes
rough.
He was having
it
an
was
air
a
quotes
weekend.
Rough
there
day.
Was a lot of boats. It's not
and
that big of a
it
lake.
Was his
it was
air
windy.
Quotes first time out for the season, right? So
he's
we're going over the, we're hitting these like small little bumps and getting like a foot of air every time, and that sounds like so much fun, but actually it was one of the more painful things I've ever done in my life involving water. And
well, it's the only thing you've done in your life regarding water.
Not true. I drink water.
Alright, sorry.
No, he doesn't.
Gotcha.
Drink Mountain Dew.
That's
yeah,
true. I drink Mountain Dew like it's water.
Which kind of involves water.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. Associated property. Anyway, so we're hitting all these bumps and every time you go up, you, like, come off the seat a little bit, so then you, like, smack, you get, like, smacked back down, like, rubber band style, when you come back down. Yeah, and, like, you crack your neck and everything, and it's so painful.
So every
you're
time you go jet
situation.
Skiing, you become a rubber band and crack your neck?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dan was basically receiving from behind, but the rest of us were, like, I don't know, if there was a wave, we would absorb it.
Like, Liam was driving, and I was holding on to him, right? But every time we would come back down, his elbows were behind me. Or his elbows were behind him and, like, right in front of me. So we would come back down, and his arms would be whipped down. And I had these two giant bruises right above each of my knees. Because if you can picture this, I'm trying my best to explain it verbally. But his elbow would come down, like, smash right into my knee. So that wasn't the bad part, though. Because we were going, excuse me, and we hit one especially large swell and went pretty high up there. And I happened just to have the worst stroke of luck and try to say something to Liam in that one moment in time. Like, literal seconds would have stopped this. But anyway, the second we came back down, my head snapped like I was explaining, only it was a lot more this time, and my mouth happened to be open, so I chomped down so hard on my tongue that I actually cut off, like, about less than an inch, but that's still a lot of raw skin from my tongue. And I didn't realize it until later, but we went back into the shore, and I guess I was, like, bleeding profusely out of my mouth.
He was, like, drooling blood.
Yeah, I was, like, drooling blood. They're like, yo, dude, you're bleeding. I'm like, whoa, wait, what? And then I, like, touched my mouth. It was covered in blood. So we had to go back inside Liam's house, and I went in a mirror, and it didn't come all the way off. Like, there was a flap of skin, like, almost a hangnail of tongue skin.
Ew.
This instantly became the grossest podcast.
Ew.
This is repulsive. So I guess skip the next 15 seconds if you're really grossed out, but what I had to do was, like, just barehand it, grab the hanging piece of skin, or else, like, it just would have been there forever and just in my way. I had to grab it and rip it right off my tongue.
He's making it sound like he's such a man. He was whining the entire time.
Well, of course I was. It was fucking painful.
Well, see, the problem here is that Dan rides a jet ski like a cocker spaniel out of the car window.
I don't know what that
mouth
means.
Open tongue.
that was a little bit... No, all right. Sure.
Alright.
Well, no, but I explained why. But anyway, so... Yeah, that's the story of last time I was there. And
so Dan hasn't stepped outside.
Yeah, and I haven't been outside the house since. Anyway, that's... So now he wants me to come back, and I'm thinking, well, now that my tongue's finally repaired, why not cut off another chunk of it?
Dan can sit in the house and watch TV while Paul and I go do fun things.
Yeah,
Paul's never gone fishing, so that's something we have to do.
It's because my dad's lame. Whatever. Hi, Dad, if you're listening to this.
Hi, Mr. Friedman.
Hi, Mr. Friedman. I mean, l'chaim, Mr. Friedman.
Sorry, what?
Because you're Jewish.
Ah, funny.
Hold on. I'm never ready. I need to get better at this.
All right.
Thank you. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, this is only the second time we've ever recorded a show together. Either any of the three of us have ever recorded a show before, so we're all getting used to it. We're still new to this, so bear with us as we stutter a lot and have not a lot of interesting things to say and fuck up.
Hey, I think we're interesting.
Yeah, I think we are too.
Yeah, I'm captivated by this conversation.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, well, you're also an asswipe.
I mean, yeah.
True.
So, anything else? Is that it?
Yeah, mostly... making sweet passionate love by moonlight on the beach will also take up the majority of my free time.
Hey, wait, me too.
No way. We'll be doing it together, so
that would make sense. That makes sense.
Weird. Why cool. Wasn't I invited?
Yeah, well, you suck ass, so.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you guys.
But not in that way, because that's what we'll be
you
doing.
You can watch, I guess.
Right, I guess I don't suck ass, because...
You do not suck ass.
Anyway, remember last time we talked about how we were going to talk less about asses?
Yo, buttholes.
No, stop.
It always goes back.
Wait, what was the sound effect I used whenever we said butthole?
There was a butthole sound effect that made the noise of a butthole?
No, what are you... No, it was definitely wasn't that one.
That,
oh, well.
That's an appropriate butthole noise.
Well, every time you go back there, you get a ding button, so...
Here we go. We'll have Luigi saying hey every time you guys talk about buttholes.
Hey!
Butthole!
That's like our safe word.
When it gets
fair
too
enough.
Weird.
When things get too, hey. Too
Luigi's
weird,
Luigi's
just...
like, whoa, guys.
Whoa. So take it back,
whoa.
Take it back.
Alright, let's move on. Paul, what are you up to?
Alright, well, first, I guess I'm working at a sailing camp here in Massachusetts, so that's fun. I'm teaching, like, 10-year-olds to sail and canoe.
Shut up, Dan.
No, see, Dan's actually in the minority.
The sound effects, so whatever the sound effect is, just assume the opposite. For example, if it's cheering, it should be booing, and if it's booing, it should be cheering. And if it's Luigi.
All right, I don't like this noise.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's the Wheel of Fortune timer.
All right, I don't like it. What else am I going to be doing? I go to Connecticut a lot. I will probably have them down. All right,
please stop.
You're
please
just preventing
okay,
me from talking.
I'm abusing it. All right, keep
going. I'm going to go to Connecticut. I'll probably have Dan and Liam down sometime.
Yay.
I didn't get hurt there.
No, Dan did not get hurt there.
Obviously did not. Fun there.
True.
Yeah.
He sucks, but I love my friends down there. They're cool. We have, I don't know, we have, like, cookouts and bonfires, and we, like, go sailing and whatever. And there's a raft, and it's sick. I don't know. What else am I doing? Basically just working and sleeping.
That's masturbating.
Yep.
Yeah, and masturbating. So that's it.
Yeah.
Yes!
I don't know. I'll see my girlfriend somewhat.
Yeah,
that's kind of it.
So you're working at a sailing... Are you...
What?
Like, what are you doing?
So it's a day camp. We have, like, little kids.
I was going to a little day camp.
Yeah. Kids, it's like a sailing slash paddling camp, so like
What's
you're
paddling?
Either paddling as in like canoeing or kayaking.
Like paddle boats, I'm sick of those.
No,
they're,
those
like,
suck.
It's a day camp specifically
Shut
geared
up, paddle
toward
boats are great.
Rolling around
There's
in
the
kayak.
Kind of boats I like.
Well, yeah, you could do the kayak and canoe one, or you could do the sailing.
Yep, audiences.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
They're pretty interested, and that's fun. Usually
if
you get
that... leave a comment in the comment section below.
Usually you get that
Paul
one kid
and I
who like...
A similar thing this week, this summer. I mean,
what?
I said we're doing similar activities this summer.
Yeah,
except
we are.
I have to next
except
week.
Except not at all because Paul
I have to go
with you
to Cape Cod for a 4-day long, 8 in the morning to 6:30 at night, sailing instructor certification course.
That sounds horrible.
And
that does sound awful.
I'm not that looking forward to it because I have to swim in the ocean and it's really cold.
The Cape is the worst.
The other thing you should know about Liam is that he disappears all summer and leaves me and Dan, so...
I guess let's just get that out of the way. Chances of Liam being on this show for, like, the next 3 months are slim.
Yeah, slim to none.
He'll be on for, like, a couple more weeks, but we'll have... It won't just be me and Paul, but eventually you will see Liam go in and out. I'm always going to be around because I'm the only one who knows how to operate the equipment.
True.
Paul and I will never be doing this alone.
Yeah.
Well, why would we? You don't want to hear me talk for 2 hours.
That's
right.
True.
That would be a nightmare. And it will probably never just be two people either.
Another guest.
Yeah, I'll always do my best to replace.
We'll have guest appearances.
Yeah, I know.
We should. Hey, if you want to be on the show, drop us a line.
If you want to be on the show, leave us your name, address, and credit card number in the comment section below. That's
social security number.
FridayNightFiasco.com.
Then mail a envelope with $200 cash to my house. I'll put the address on the website.
Okay.
Except, no, we won't. Cool.
No, you won't because you also don't know how to use the website.
True.
Good.
Alright, well, Liam doesn't own a computer, so.
I mean, I guess I could teach you guys how it's just all online.
No,
it's just
okay.
A blogger, but I don't actually want you to, like, have control.
I don't consider myself a blogger.
I don't.
Well, Dan loves feeling in control.
Alright, now for Dan. On to Dan.
Alright, Dan, what are you doing this summer?
10 seconds of. Summary of his summer.
Why don't you just talk for 20 minutes, Liam?
I'm gonna play Zelda for like 8 days, then I'm gonna play
Masturbate for 2 more.
Super Mario Brothers.
That's actually me talking right now.
Then
alright, shut up, Liam.
That's actually me talking right now. Alright, so I'm gonna play Zelda for like 2 months, and then I'm gonna play Super Mario Brothers, and I'm gonna masturbate. Just kidding.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not privileged like them. I just have one house, and it's here, and the greatest city on the planet, the Greater Worcester County.
So the Greater Worcester County is a city?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Did not know that.
Yep, so I'll be illing it around here. You guys will be hearing a lot from me. Just around here I work at a little camp at our school that's not held by our school, but it's held at our school, so I work there. And I also scoop ice cream at a place in town. So essentially I am the hardest working man in America.
True.
And by the end of the summer, I'm going
he
to.
He plays guitar outside of Miolas. He makes bank.
Well, no, not anymore.
Oh,
he used to busk.
He used to.
Well, I might still. Busking, if you don't know, is playing live music for tips. And last summer, I did that like 3 nights a week at different places all around, different like ice cream places all around. And I made money. I made guap doing that, like, a lot more than I'm gonna make at either of these jobs, but I am a hard-ass working American man now, and I've got a duty to better my country.
And by scooping that ice cream.
Yep.
That ice
and
cream
scoop
has to
it
get
good,
scooped.
Bitch.
One lowly ice cream scooper at a time.
And it's an actual paycheck that I will get all the time that isn't dependent on weather. Because, you know, like, if it rains, nobody comes to get
so
ice cream.
So Dan finally got his first real job that doesn't include, like, mowing people's lawns or playing music outside of the
No, because I was also doing, don't clap so close to the mic. Just got big spikes.
Alright, fine.
For further reference.
Sorry.
There you go, great. I also have a clapping sound effect, but you guys aren't in control, so it sucks.
We have to make our own sound effects.
Yeah, you're not invited.
We're industrious.
That was my
Is that the foghorn? That's
yep.
great.
See, you can identify it.
So I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be around. Yeah, that sounds a lot like Wario.
True.
I'm going to be around. I'm going to be playing tons of video games. I'm going to be watching lots of movies. I'm going to be listening to a lot of music, and that's what this podcast is about, so that's pretty convenient. Paul and I will be here all the time, for the most part. Liam will probably be back. He'll be around, you know, whatever. But, anyway, so...
Dan, that's... you know what you and I are gonna do this summer? We gonna play candlepin bowling. We're gonna get sick at it. And
yeah.
It's gonna be so good.
Yeah, while Liam's gone, there's this ghetto-ass place in my town, that's an old, like... In the basement of an old CVS is, like, this candlepin bowling thing, and it's just, like, really creepy and, like, kind of musky, and I don't really even know if it's, like... open for real. I don't know if they're ever gonna actually come back. Like last time we tried to go, there was like one of those little "we'll be back in" clock signs on the door, and I don't know how long it's been there, but I don't know if they actually came back.
There's a sign on the door that says "some availability in some leagues."
Yes,
so.
Word for word, they had a big sign on their window that said "some availability in some leagues."
So we're gonna join some leagues and play sometimes.
Yes, but. Some of the leagues. They can, like, squeeze us in.
Like,
some of it.
Not all the leagues?
It's actually just a front for a meth lab. That's what it really is.
They do cook meth there.
Pins.
Well, they probably make bank on it. I mean, nobody's been down there in, like, 30 years, so...
I mean, true.
Well, shit, now I want some meth.
Don't we all just want a little bit
of
meth?
I have a hankering for meth.
Oh, okay, so that's what I'm up to. Essentially, you know... we'll all be recording a podcast this summer.
No.
Oh, true. That's one thing we have in common.
Oh my god.
The only thing we have in common. Nope. That's why we hang out.
Masturbating.
That's true.
We've already established.
I feel
this.
Like we're talking a lot about masturbation this episode.
Hey, at least it's not buttholes.
We should probably help. It's always minimized when I need it.
Hey.
There you go.
Can you do the one where he laughs? That's funny.
Which one? Wario or Luigi?
Luigi. Can you do that one instead?
That is a nice safe
that's
word.
That's a quality one.
Yeah, that's right. From the end of Luigi's Mansion 1. Great game. Anyway, so, I thought we'd talk for a couple minutes, actually, about what we're looking forward to this summer in terms of movies, music, and video games, because that's what the show's about, so we should probably tie it back in there somehow. Thanks, Liam, for leaving your vibrating phone right next to the microphone.
I left the vibrator next to the microphone.
Ah, you should really put your vibrator away. It doesn't belong here.
Sorry.
Anyway, so they probably don't have anything. We didn't really like talk too much about this before.
Hey, wait.
Recording.
Have you seen commercials lately for that new movie? It's like The Purge or something. It's
yes.
about this one where it's like 24 hours where crime is legal, and I guess the idea is it's a horror film, but it's about like. Like letting people get out their like aggression, but there's this like one family who's like they kind of set up their house to be like a fortress, but for some reason a bunch of like people go to their house. I don't know. It sounds cool. I want to see it.
I haven't heard about that at all. That does sound kind of cool.
It's called The Purge.
Watch TV.
Not really sure when it comes out, but it sounds kind of sick. So.
Yeah, it did seem sick. I like that because it's an interesting idea.
It is an interesting
concept
idea.
Of a purge. And then another one that I liked was, I think it's already out.
Hey,
yeah,
guys.
Stop.
Guess what today's featured article on the front page of Wikipedia is?
What?
The Legend of Zelda.
Ha, 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 ha. Okay. Another movie that I want to see that I think is already out, and I think my brother might have seen it, was, damn it. It's the one with the magicians that rob a bank.
Oh, Now You See Me, which
yeah.
is essentially The Prestige.
Yeah, It looked great, and I think Colin saw it, and I think you said it was really
cool. It's called The Purge. It says it's out June 7th, which is tomorrow, actually the day that this podcast airs.
Oh, sick, so,
it's not Friday, we lied.
Oh, it's Thursday. We created the illusion. It's directed by James DeMonico. I don't know him, he doesn't even have a Wikipedia page, so, can't be too important, but the first
page.
Name on the list of producers is Michael Bay, so that's probably where they're getting off on it.
It's probably a mediocre horror film, but I want to see it.
Is it actually horror? It sounded more like kind of action.
It's definitely
it's
a scary
not like
movie.
Straight up.
Yeah, it says
like Human Centipede 2.
Well, that's just gross.
Yeah, but it was like a little actiony. But
Wikipedia says
horror.
That it's a American thriller film, although it could be a horror film.
True. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's like maybe it's like a horror film, but you care about the characters. I don't know.
Yeah. Sure.
Yes,
we'll see.
Door.
Hey, if you watch it, go watch it. Go tell me.
Maybe it's great. Maybe it isn't.
We haven't seen it.
Friday Night Fiasco's pick of the week. Couldn't tell you, though, because we haven't seen it.
True.
Anyway, so what were you going to say, Liam?
Nothing.
You're the most interesting man alive. You're like the guy in the Dos Equis commercial. The most interesting man in the world.
I think I have that sound effect, but not queued up, so it would take me a few minutes to get
that.
Well, I don't always drink beer, but when I do,
fine. If you want me to pull it out, where is it? Here we go.
Please pull it out for me.
Pull it out! Come on.
You're not even funny.
No, just kidding. Put it back in.
Shut up. What was I talking about?
Somewhere. I have no idea.
I missed
now
what
you see me was the only thing that I mentioned.
True. What are you excited for, Dan?
I didn't see any reviews of that, so I don't know if it's good or not. But
it's fantastic.
I still want to see it. I still want to see it. It's essentially just the same thing as Prestige, Christopher Nolan's film from 2008, except that starring most of the cast of Zombieland.
Wow. Okay, that's cool. I like the cast of Zombieland.
Yeah.
That was pretty sick. That was a good movie.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg and what's-his-nuts that played Tallahassee.
Yeah,
and
true. And,
right, he's in it too. It has, like, the most stacked cast.
And what's-his-name at the end? They kill him. Come on.
No idea.
Bill Murray?
Yes, Bill Murray.
Well, he's not in it.
Zombieland? Oh, shit, no.
I'm not talking about Zombieland. I'm talking about the cast of that movie. A lot of the same people are in this movie.
I wish Bill Murray was in it.
Well, I'm just talking about Bill Murray now.
Sick, I love Bill Murray. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I like Bill Murray.
The Bill
thing we have in common.
The Bill Murray cast.
Have you guys seen Groundhog Day?
Was it you? Which one of you was it that kept calling it Groundhog's Day? That was Liam.
That was
right?
Liam.
Probably
we were talking about this movie the other day, and Liam's like, yeah, you guys have seen Groundhog's Day, right? And Paul and I just look at him, we're like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, Groundhog's Day.
Well, in case you have,
and
in
we're
case
like,
you don't
no,
know.
It's if you look at a calendar or the title of the film, it's actually Groundhog Day. And he kept arguing that it was the Groundhog's possessive day.
It should be. That's what it should be. Just like President's Day, there's an apostrophe, right?
Well, in case you don't know, Groundhog Day is a movie about this guy, Bill Murray, is the main character, who gets stuck in the same day until he can basically sort of like. Stop being kind of a mean guy.
It's a pretty popular film. Like, I'm sure you've at least heard of it. And I'm sure you know the title.
It's quite funny.
Which isn't Groundhog's Day.
It is Groundhog Day. Singular.
It's also kind of like 50 First Dates, which is a similar plot, meaning that
I don't know that movie.
The Adam Sandler one.
Yeah, it's old.
I don't like Adam Sandler.
What? I was watching.
Why is that similar? And what? How did you
because
bring that
it's the
up?
Girl who,
that really came out of left
it's
field.
It's the girl who loses her memory every day, so every day is the same.
Right, and then it's not good.
Well, I'm just gonna say it.
I'm saying it's the same repeating day idea.
What?
Sure. Let's move on.
Adam Sandler. Just while we're here in this place, not that funny. Overrated.
What about Happy Gilmore? The greatest movie ever.
Well, yeah. I mean, that movie's great.
Like the classics. Are fantastic. I use that word
Big
twice.
Daddy's fine.
Big Daddy, I like. Happy Gilmore, I like.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore, and then
I
Billy
like
Madison.
Oh, yes. Those don't get me wrong.
Those are the only three that are really worth watching.
He, like everyone, everyone's done some stuff worth seeing. I just think he's overrated.
Yeah, just in general, I agree with you. That actually is relevant, because doesn't he have the Grown Ups 2 coming out this summer?
Yes, actually. You're right about that.
Great. That's the movie we were all asking for.
Yes.
we can even tie that back again, because I remember the last time I saw that was the same weekend that I got my tongue cut off at Liam's house.
And which one was worse?
Oh, boy. Which one caused me more physical pain, or which one caused me more mental pain?
I guess you'd have to talk about both, you know? I mean,
all right, so both
apples and oranges here.
Both physical and mental pain. Probably grown-ups.
That is bold of you. You did have part of your tongue
cut
off.
I mean, it's not like the worst movie I've ever seen, but I certainly wouldn't watch it like 6 times.
But I could
feel
Zelda
or Mario characters.
Zelda was not
in follow. Or Drive. It wasn't Drive.
Well, Drive is a good movie.
Well, Drive is the greatest movie. All other movies need not apply.
That's not necessarily true.
It's the greatest movie.
Django is pretty good.
Name a movie that's better than Drive.
Django.
You're wrong.
Great Gatsby.
You're wrong.
Happy Gilmore.
You're wrong.
I liked Inception.
Still wrong.
The original Star Wars movie.
Four?
Yes.
You like 4 more than 5?
No, 5 is awful. Everything bad happens
in
that
movie.
You're
such a child. 5 is widely accepted as the best film in the series.
No, it starts out sad and it ends
Ask
sad.
Ask anyone which is the best Star Wars film.
You're wrong.
As far as a...
I'm not arguing for 4. I might say 6 is the best.
So whatever Dan says is wrong.
I share opinions with the large majority of anyone who's ever seen those movies.
Hey, leave a comment. We'll see.
Right? Yeah, I guess leave a comment if you think that I'm wrong.
Don't humiliate Dan.
Dumb as shit.
4, 5, or 6, which isn't.
So anyway, more things about summer. Anything else you guys are looking forward to?
Kind of. That's it. I don't know. Playing some Candlepin, man.
Bunch of stuff, but that's
like movie. We moved on to like movies and music and stuff.
True.
I don't really, because I'm outside 100% of the time in the summer. I don't watch movies, listen to a whole lot of music, or play too many any video games whatsoever.
True.
Yeah,
I rarely play video games in the summer, or at all.
I do all the time. It's my favorite time for it. I'm starting up now, playing like 6 games at once. It's horrible.
Interesting.
Yep.
I want to kill myself every time I play a video game for more than like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
we just wasted 10 minutes of my life.
True.
Yeah, what about Conquer, our favorite game.
Well, I play video games with you. That's not a waste of time. Playing video games by myself is a waste of time.
Oh, speaking of which, I don't want to like totally just detract the show, but in our famous original pilot episode that never aired, we talked about the show The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, and I brought up that show apparently had a really good video game, and I just found it the other day. So, we'll play that later.
Okay. I think that wraps it up, because that was plenty of time, right?
Well, no, because I didn't get a chance to talk about it. No, we're not even that deep in. Anyway, though, What?
I'm deep in.
Yeah, you're funny. I'll keep it quick, because there are two things that I'm looking forward to the most this summer. One of them is, since we're talking about Drive, one of them is the new film by the same director of Drive, Nicholas Refn. I can't really pronounce his last name. But it's called Only God Forgives. And the hype for this movie is so real. Its first reviews of it are starting to come out, and apparently it's not as good as Drive, but it's still a really good film. And it also stars Ryan Gosling, and it's essentially like the same film, only it takes place in like Little Korea. And it's all about like people getting beat up by Ryan Gosling, which is always great.
I do appreciate Ryan Gosling.
He's one of my favorite actors by far. Easily.
Yeah. He's pretty good.
So I'm big time looking forward to that, and I am also looking forward to this weekend, which is the launch of the only video game that matters for the rest of time, Animal Crossing New Leaf for the Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah, yes!
And
finally!
Speaking of
Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Shut up.
I hear it's all the rage.
I bought my 3DS back
in
December just for this game. It's going to be the greatest thing of all time. It's getting like straight tens across the board.
Straight tens. It
got like 1.7 from one news source, but they're just being dicks about it, and it's going to be the greatest game of all time. And that comes out this Saturday. I guess if this appeals to you at all, go pick it up and leave me a comment saying you did, and we'll play together, and it'll be great.
Oh, you have a date with Dan.
Yeah, we can
play some video games.
We can hang out.
Yeah, if you get that game and enjoy it, you can not call me, and we won't play it together.
Good.
Sick.
On a related note.
So, I'm sure there's a lot of other stuff coming out this summer, but off the top of my head, those are the two biggest things I'm looking forward to, and also happening next week, is E3, the annual series of video game press conferences. That
E3!
So we'll be talking a lot about that. Yeah, no, except not 3D. We'll be watching all... We'll keep an eye on all the press conferences, the three of us, and we will be chatting about them in next week's episode, so look forward to that. It's going to be great. Nintendo is going to win.
Yay, Nintendo.
They confirmed today that they're making an announcement of, during their conference about the next Smash Brothers game. So they've already won. It's over.
Nice.
So look forward to all of my hype next week, unless they disappoint me, but probably will be. It's fine. Anyway, so that's our hype for the summer.
Hype! Sick!
And we're going to come back in the second segment to talk about what's new in the world, as we have in the past. Probably a little bit shorter than last time, because there's less to talk about.
But it'll be more exciting.
So I'll take us out on some music. I haven't decided yet. So catch you in a bit.
It'll be me singing.
It'll be you singing.
Yeah, I actually ordered a large portion of the shrimp with lobster sauce. I figured it was pretty neutral. We could eat it family style.
Neutral?
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp with lobster sauce.
Yeah.
I can't think of a more marginal dish in any culture.
Hi.
Hey. What's your name?
My American name is Gary.
You ever have one of those days, Gary?
What kind of days?
The kind I'm having right now.
I don't know what kind of day you're having.
Where you feel like somebody's pissing in your face all day long.
Is that good or bad?
Bad.
Bad.
Gary, every time. You see those wontons, Gary? You see the size of them?
Mm-hmm.
Those wontons are too big, my friend.
Everybody loves those. People ask us for the recipe. We won't provide it. It's part of our training, how to deal with people who want the recipe too bad.
Oh.
We have a phrase we have to repeat.
What is that?
We won't provide it.
I can see the value of these now. I can have the kids from the neighborhood come over and bounce up and down on them.
Well, sarcasm.
Alright, welcome back to Friday Night Fiasco. It is still Friday, I'm still Daniel J. Collette.
Yay.
And this is
secretly Thursday.
It's secretly. Shut up, don't ruin the illusion.
It'll be Thursday.
This is all live. You're all hearing this live.
Yep.
There's the live studio audience.
Oh, please, studio audience.
Wario is here too.
Wario.
Wario is here too.
Wario, please find your seat.
Wario, sit down, please.
Wario.
Wario, come on, just take a seat. We really need to get started.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Wait, here comes Luigi.
Hey.
Hi, Luigi.
There we go.
See all right, Luigi.
All right, that joke's done. I'm getting pretty good at sound effects.
Nope, you're not.
Anyway, so second segment is when we talk about what's new in the world of pop culture, specifically movies, music, video games. What the new releases were for this week, what we're what we're exciting about, what we support this week. We'll start off with, which one do you want to start with?
Please, Taylor.
No, we'll do that second. Right. We're starting with movies, because I don't have anything to say. All right, so this week, stuff that's out here is here in the United States of America. The movie that we mentioned in the first segment, Now You See Me, the movie about magicians, it looks kind of cool. I want to see it at some point.
When does it come out, or is it already out?
It's already out. It came out.
Well, my brother did see it, and he said it was fantastic. I said that already. It's very, very good.
Good. So, you'll remember Liam's brother if you saw the video on our website that we also mentioned in the first segment. Yeah, he's the one that helped us. He helped the three of us film that.
Are the sound effects in him of him running in the bushes?
I think I cut them out. I cut them out because they weren't funny out of context.
Okay, him running into the.
I'll play them at some point. Anyway, he was holding one. I'll explain. He was holding one of the cameras.
He was holding one of the cameras.
You're so annoying.
And he was following the car, but then he went to go hide in the bushes across from the window. And when he started to run, he was like, "Now, away to the bushes."
Except he didn't. He honestly,
And then we were looking at him afterwards, and he was like, "Oh shit, I said that out loud."
He honestly thought he was like thinking that in his head, and he had no idea he was saying that out loud. He's like, "To the bushes." Right when he gets in the bushes and he holds the camera out, he's like, "From the bushes he watches." And he kept saying like this really weird shit, and I guess he just didn't even know he was saying it, but that's Colin.
He's like, said that too?
That's Colin Shanahan for you. Maybe he'll be on the show sometime, but yeah, right.
He's a legend.
True. Yeah. We don't like him enough. So that movie's out, and also, if you're really big into M. Night Shyamalan, he's got a new movie out called After Earth, which I think didn't get good reviews. I don't even know. Where would I even? What the fuck website am I on right now?
Story
I don't know.
Of my life.
It looked kind of weird in the trailer, but I don't know. It looked like an M. Night movie. I guess if you're into that, go for it. But other than that, there is not much out. There's not much that came out in this past week, but coming out today, if you're listening on the day that this podcast is posted.
Like you should be.
You should be listening to Friday Night Fiasco on a Friday night.
Otherwise, you're a communist.
Otherwise, so. You probably hate America.
True.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
So, coming out on that day, June 7th, the Joss Whedon, Much Ado About Nothing, the old Shakespeare film, he's, like, taking in, kind of giving it the Romeo plus Juliet treatment, where, all the dialogue, he's, like, the dialogue is pulled straight from the script, but it takes place in a modern setting.
Whoa.
Yeah, if you're into Shakespeare, I guess, go for it. I watched the trailer. It looks like, I don't know, something somebody who's into Shakespeare, somebody who's into Shakespeare might like. Also, that movie that we mentioned before, The Purge, is coming out. And if you're big into movies with Vince Vaughn, The Internship comes out.
Boy,
my two favorite actors, Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. Together in a movie.
I like Owen Wilson.
I don't. I've never.
Owen Wilson's quality.
He has never improved.
He's kind
in
of
movie.
Okay when he's with Owen Wilson.
Nope.
But not really.
Well, Vince Vaughn is never okay.
I like Owen Wilson.
You know who's never okay? Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson has never added anything. He's only detracted to every movie he's ever been in.
So all you have to do is take what Dan says and
it's not true. He does a lot of movies with Ben Stiller, and Ben Stiller's never improved a movie. However, Owen Wilson has.
Yeah, Owen Wilson makes Ben Stiller's movies great. Ben Stiller.
You're so dumb. That's the complete opposite of what's
Ben Stiller is not that enjoyable to watch.
No, he isn't, but he's better than Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson is better.
I've never actively seeked out anything that either of them have been in, but
Dan hates Zoolander with a fiery passion.
Is a good movie.
It's not my least favorite movie of all time. The hype for that movie is a lot greater than it deserves, and I don't think it's very funny at all.
I love Zoolander.
The only time I've, like, really enjoyed Ben Stiller is on Arrested Development. And if you're a fan of the show, unlike them, you'll know what I mean. He plays a great character on there. But other than that, I really don't care too much for him. But I care even less for Owen Wilson. I don't really tend to dislike too many actors in that way. But that's just my opinion. This show's all about opinions.
Dan also hates Jesus.
Ah, you're right. You got me. And speaking,
and he does hail Mother Russia.
Speaking of Jesus, Kanye West's new album, check out that transition, comes out not this week, but next week, I think. It's called Yeezus. I'm not going to look at a calendar, but it comes out the 18th of June. And the hype for that is real, so we'll talk about that more when the time comes. But with that, Jesus, that is movies for this week. And we'll transition.
Movies!
Wait, hold on. We'll transition with our second segment, Classic Sound, the golf clap.
Thank you, studio audience.
Thank you, studio audience. How thoughtful of you.
Slash
now we'll transition into what's up this week in the world of music.
Yay, music.
And there's a good amount going on.
Can we talk about...
Yes, we'll get to it, Paul.
Oh, come on, I'm so excited.
Paul is gay for Taylor Swift.
I love her.
That's essentially how it works.
It's true. You just can't have enough. Neither can Dan.
Well, Taylor Swift's the greatest.
She is the greatest.
I think Paul is a little bit more into her than I am, but she's still the greatest.
Dan's at a weird... I mean, Paul's at a weird level.
Yeah.
Dan's
I'm like a fan of Taylor Swift, like her music and her, but like Paul's like weird about her.
I love her.
But anyway, we'll get to her first. We'll save that for last. We're going to talk about... just on Tuesday here, a band very close to my heart, The Dangerous Summer, released a new single.
It's summer.
That's so appropriate. That's great.
We just
I love
appropriate
it.
At the same time.
Oh, I wasn't ready for it, but here it is. Where is it? There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, speaking of summer, you know that band, The Somerset?
Yeah.
They released a new album recently.
I think like summer? 2 weeks ago. I don't really like them though.
I heard it. Katie made me listen to it.
Classic.
I thought it was pretty good. I liked it. It was
it's a very Katie band.
Yeah,
Katie
but
is
it's
Paul's girlfriend, by the way, audience.
Yeah, in case you didn't know. No, but I liked it. It was good.
Shout out to Katie.
Hi, Katie. If you're ever listening to this.
Yeah, right.
We don't need to shout out to Katie. She doesn't appreciate us.
Yeah, no, she doesn't even like us. It's okay.
We need to shout out to Mike.
No.
Appreciate us.
Yeah, let's shout out to our friend Mike. He's our number one fan, along with Ace. He's our other number one fan.
Mike and Ace.
That's your guys' shout out. If you hear this,
that's my shout out. I'm not.
If you hear this, hit me up on Twitter.
Toward, Katie.
So I'll see if you're lying about listening to this show.
Hi, Katie.
Okay, we're not talking
definitely
about Katie.
We're
talking about The Dangerous Summer, which is an excellent band from Maryland. Their previous album, Warpaint, from 2011, was one of my favorite records of the year. It's a record that's quite important to me. I love it very much. Paul, I know for a fact I've played it for you before, but I know you don't remember it.
Probably the case, yes.
Probably the case. But anyway, they just announced they have a new record coming out again on Hopeless Records just in a few weeks, I think.
Hopeless Records.
Hopeless Records is a great record label. They're doing it big. But anyway, their new record is called Golden Record. I don't see the date right. I don't have the date right in front of me, but soon expect us to talk about it when it comes out. But for now, I'll play you their new single. It's called Catholic Girls. It's quite good. I hope you enjoy it. Here is a quick sample.
Catholic Girls.
Alright, that was a quick taste of Catholic Girls by The Dangerous Summer. Definitely for fans of bands like The Wonder Years, which we talked extensively
that
about last week.
That song sounded identical to every song that Dan has ever listened to or told me that he enjoyed.
Thanks for the criticism.
Yo, listen to this song. And if you had given me all the songs in that song, I couldn't differentiate one of them.
That's great.
On a
you have excellent taste and you know a lot about music. Paul, how did you feel about that song? Someone with a little bit more positivity in his life?
I liked it.
No, he didn't. Paul was making faces when he was listening to it.
Well, I was licking
in a poop.
I was licking my microphone.
Well,
I am also holding in a poop
like you during our show.
Well, Liam doesn't care about us, but not the point. Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't really hear much of it, but it piqued my interest.
Yeah. They're a great band. They're doing a lot of good stuff, so you can go check them out again at dangerous summer.net and, you know, Facebook, Twitter, everything. They're putting out a new record soon. Please check it out. We'll chat more about it later. But moving on to a band that, you know, I'm less of a fan of, but, you know, we got to talk about what's new. We're here on Friday Night Fiasco. We talk about everything. So actually, a quite famous band put out a new record this week. You might know them. They're called Megadeth. Megadeth, one of the more famous thrash metal bands that exist right now. Maybe you're a fan of them. It's not really my thing, but hey, we can all hang out and enjoy it. And I guess this is I know nothing about it, but this is a new song off of their new record. It's called Super Collider. It's out right now, and this song is called Don't Turn Your Back. I guess. Sick.
When things were good, I knew you would always be there for me. Yes, it's true. Friends like you are few and far between.
Okay, if thrash metal is your thing, maybe you're all hyped up on the new Megadeth album.
Yes, Megadeth!
Megadeth!
Oh, Megadeth!
Praise Satan!
I found my calling, that's my music.
Paul's a
right
changed
now.
Man.
I am.
Paul, how do you feel about hailing Satan with Megadeth?
I love Satan, I love Megadeth. No, I'm just kidding, I'm more of a Taylor fan.
Paul's two favorite things, Megadeth.
Yo, what if Taylor did a single with Megadeth?
That would be a song I'd listen to. Taylor Swift needs to get her shit together and stop performing with lazy-ass old men like the Rolling Stones and get on board with Megadeth.
Can we please segue there?
Liam, how do you feel about the new Megadeth single?
I was aroused by it, I'm not gonna lie. It was spectacular.
I'm chubbin'.
That's great. It helped me get more in touch with Satan. I really felt it.
I feel closer to not only Satan, but the three of us. I feel closer to you guys because of that song.
That was the audio form of...
I just experienced.
Maybe we're being super intolerant of other people's tastes, but that was pretty much the audio form of having a seance right here and now.
We probably just lost, like, two followers.
Yeah. Sorry, two people that listen to our show that are huge Megadeth fans. We're not making fun of them.
Sorry, we've offended you.
I just love Satan.
It wasn't all that bad. I mean, if you're in a... I don't listen to a whole lot of that.
No, it's not, like, disgusting. I didn't hate listening to it. It's just not
given the option of listening to that... Well, listening to the song that we listened before that, I'd honestly probably listen to that.
Well, it was entertaining. It had a certain...
It was exciting. It was thrilling.
Megadeth music.
It had that certain X factor.
Like robbing a bank or like skydiving. That would be the one song I'd want to listen to as opposed to whatever we were listening to before.
The Dangerous Summer.
Yeah, because that's just like a guitar and like kind of a voice that you can kind of hear tell some story.
Kind of a voice.
But mostly just a guitar playing the same like thing over and over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then there's quadruple bass with
an individuality with Megadeth
with sliding and picking fast
is fast
picking. That's not a technical term.
Kind of like you and your butthole.
Yeah, or Liam's mom and my wiener.
All right, I don't follow, but anyways.
That's okay, I'll give myself a follow.
Thank you.
I've had better before. But we'll transition to something that interests Paul a little bit more.
Thank you.
This week in music, Taylor Swift performed live in Chicago with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, she did.
Which is a pretty big deal. I mean, not everybody gets to perform with the Rolling Stones.
Fucking the Rolling Stones and Taylor Swift.
Paul is soiling himself right now.
Oh my god. And it's like, you look at her. First of all, you should just find that video on YouTube. What's it? What's the name of it?
The name of it is Rolling Stones and Taylor Swift as Tears Go By live in Chicago. You can just search Rolling Stones and Taylor Swift. That's how I found it.
That outfit is so fine.
Yeah, tap that all the way home.
I really appreciate her coming out of her shell. I think it has taken 23 years, but she is finally losing the princess. And I like the princess, don't get me wrong, but I certainly appreciate
that.
That
we'll give a little bit of that.
Is that the safe word? Safe
Paul's
word.
Getting a little too excited.
I'm uncomfortable with how into Taylor Swift Paul is right now.
I don't even care about her music that much. I liked Red. Red was a good album. Red is the tits.
Paul thinks she's the single most attractive human being on this planet.
Some of her older stuff is
her first album's shit. Don't listen to it. I hate it.
Well, that's before she got poppy. That was more country. I don't like country at all.
Speak Now is great. Red's better.
But she is just attractive.
That's the tier list of Taylor Swift albums.
And she's kind of an angel.
Brought to you by yours truly, Daniel J. Collette. So anyway, she performed on stage with Rolling Stone, Rolling Stones, plural. Other notable people to do that from the sidebar on YouTube, Sheryl Crow and Carrie Underwood. So now Taylor Swift can join the Mile High Club. So anyway, we'll play a quick clip of their performance. This is a little bit bigger than we usually play in the show, so don't sue us, I guess. Rolling Stones featuring Taylor Swift as Tears Go By live in Chicago.
They like hold hands in the video. You really need to fight. It is quality, but she's so hot.
She's not as hot as Paul's portraying her right now. If, of course, you haven't seen her.
Oh, in this video, she's pretty hot. Anyway, so that's Taylor Swift with the Rolling Stones. Wow.
That was such a bizarre fusion of.
It felt kind of weird.
Felt weird.
It was like...
Talk about bizarre fusion. We've played quite the wide variety of music today. That is Friday Night Fiasco for you. We're all over
Golf
the map. We appeal to everybody. Oh, we can talk about it for a couple seconds. I just wanted to make a comment of how eclectic we are in our tastes.
Hey, we like everyone.
True. Yeah. We don't discriminate.
We love you, death metal fans.
Whether you are a thrash metal fan praising Satan or a Taylor Swift fan praising Taylor Swift.
I praise Taylor Swift.
We've got your back.
Just
we've
don't praise it as much as Paul does.
Or maybe you're a hybrid of both and you're praising satanic Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And doing seances in her name.
Then that would be kind of cool.
And then the Dangerous Summer is also there, hanging out with you.
Yes.
And that, I guess if we're all set here, that was the music segment for today.
Woo.
I lost the golf clap, and it's back. And with that, we transition into Factor 3 of our show. New video game releases this week was, guess what? Just About Nothing.
Yay.
Capcom put out their new game called Remember Me. I don't give a shit. Sorry.
Yeah, fuck Capcom.
Yeah, Crapcom, right?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Capcom's, it's a video game about comic book characters, isn't it?
Oh, you're talking about Marvel vs. Capcom.
No, but isn't that what a lot of the things are involved in?
Or
is that just Marvel vs. Capcom Street Fighting?
What are you talking about? Capcom is the name of a company.
Yeah, Capcom has those characters.
Yes.
Those set of characters.
Capcom makes Marvel vs. Capcom. It's a crossover between Capcom characters and Marvel characters.
Yeah, Marvel is a completely different company, right?
They're not associated with Capcom.
Is comic books not video games, right?
Yes.
Okay, isn't that what Capcom is also?
Capcom is video games.
Oh, Capcom...
The point of it is that it's an unlikely crossover that is a great series of games.
Oh, so Capcom video games
Capcom has a license to use the Marvel characters, and they make this Marvel vs. Capcom series of fighting games. If you're into fighting games, it's a pretty popular one. But anyway, that's Liam's knowledge of Capcom, because I talk about MVC a lot.
There it is.
So anyway, they put out a new game this week. It's called Remember Me. It might be good. I don't know. I saw gameplay videos. It looked kind of boring, and I heard a lot of people saying that it was. But maybe it's fun. I'm not going to judge it right away. Also, if somehow you're like the last person on Earth to play Skyrim, the Legendary Edition of that came out today, which I guess is just the game itself with all of the DLC bundled into one package. It's a fine game. The hype around Skyrim is more than it's actually worth.
Skyrim.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have heard of Skyrim, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you've never heard of Skyrim?
I've heard of it, yes. I'm just being a dick.
It reached, like, Call of Duty levels of popularity last year when it came out.
Dan hates Call of Duty.
Well, yeah.
God!
Yeah, Skyrim's a big deal. I never played it.
Yeah, it's a fine game. There are better Bethesda games, like Fallout New Vegas, one of my favorite games of all time. Go play that instead if you're thinking about it.
Don't.
So, that's that. That isn't the Friday Night Fiasco pick of the week either. What is the Friday Night Fiasco pick of the week is a game that still hasn't come out yet that I also just mentioned, but here we go. Ready for it? A preemptive Friday Night Fiasco pick of the week, and it is... Shit, I lost the sound effect! Fuck me! We're gonna do a new sound
for all
effect.
Of us.
The Friday Night Fiasco pick of the week. Animal Crossing New Leaf for the Nintendo 3DS.
New Leaf!
I'm so hyped for this game, you don't understand.
We already talked about it, but now
that we're talking about like the new stuff.
This is the second time I've heard of that.
It comes out this weekend.
First time we talked about
it. If you listen to this podcast on time, the actual date is June 9th. And if you don't know, Animal Crossing is what they call a life simulator. It's by Nintendo.
Sims.
A
right.
little.
It's sort of like if you spend a lot of time with your thumb in your butthole.
Yeah, it's like
it's a lot like
if
that.
You sit on a couch and think about how cool life would be if you got off the couch and then lived it.
The premise of the game is that you're a little guy. You're a human person that moves into an village populated only by animals, and the goal is nothing. The goal is to live your life and do whatever the hell you want, and it is the most comfy and cozy game to play.
It's like that Wii Pet game.
What the fuck?
Where you get to
only
pet them
you.
And feed them, right?
No.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about?
That Wii game where you pet animals.
That one pet simulator, there's a lot of those.
I thought it was a game.
Well, yeah, there's like tons of pet simulators, but all they have in common with this is that they're both simulations.
All I'm saying is it's a silly concept.
Well, yeah, Animal Crossing does sound like the most boring and childish thing on the planet, but that's because you haven't played it yet. It is the most addicting and impossible to put down game of all time. It started in 2001 here in the States with, it must have been 2001, with the original Animal Crossing for the GameCube. And then a couple years after that, there was Animal Crossing Wild World for the DS, which is probably some of the most hours I've ever logged into a video game growing up as a kid. I wasn't that young, but I was fairly young when that game came out. I played it nonstop for more than 1 year. Like,
you know what's weird?
What?
Think about how long ago 2001 was. You were in kindergarten then.
It's more than a decade ago.
Fucking, like, when did that happen?
Probably in all of the years since.
Shut up.
I think the first Animal Crossing came out in 2002, but I'm probably embarrassing myself anyway. Then after that, there was a shitty Wii version, which was boring and bad. But now they're redeeming themselves with the greatest game of all time, Animal Crossing New Leaf. So
all of the previous games were bad.
No, only one of them was bad.
Oh, okay, never mind. I thought you were like, they all sucked, but this one's gonna be fantastic, even though I haven't played it yet.
No, I will give you more details on it next week when I've played hundreds of hours of it in 1 week, because it's summer and I have nothing to do, and there couldn't be a better time for this game to come out. But what are you doing?
It's Cat Dog.
That's great. Liam just showed us a picture of Cat Dog.
That is sick, dude.
Adit Snapchatted me a picture of Cat Dog.
Yeah, he sent me that too.
It is the best.
Okay.
Hi, Adit, if you're listening.
Anyway, so that right there, Animal Crossing New Leaf from Nintendo 3DS, is Friday Night Fiasco's pick of the preemptive week. And with that, we'll golf clap it out, because there's nothing else new. And that was our second segment. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned about what's new.
Yay.
Maybe something piqued your interest. Check it out if it did. And that's pretty much it. So we're gonna transition. We're gonna take a quick break first,
yes.
And we'll transition into our third segment,
which is gonna be
party
the
segment.
Most exciting segment, just like last time.
True.
Yeah, the party segment does live up to its name.
And Paul's probably gonna be humiliated in some way again.
It wouldn't be
hey,
the party.
I
segment
had a good time going through the drive.
Shut up!
You
bitched about it the whole time.
No,
it was
no,
it was
didn't.
Pretty
he
it was
didn't.
Pretty good once I actually did it. You know.
He bitched about it until.
until he got in the box.
And then he was like, this is awesome.
Anyway, but expect more fun hijinks like that in just a couple minutes. I'll play us out with maybe something related to Animal Crossing.
Probably not.
You'll all feel comfortable. You'll feel comfortable and cozy and start to also build the hype for Animal Crossing New Leaf.
The hype for New Leaf. It won't do that either. This next part will not be building hype for New Leaf.
Shut up.
Understood. We're on it. Alright, guys. The mayor's looking to sell some turnips, so let's crunch those numbers ASAP. Go, go, go!
I just got off the phone with China. They said their turnip prices are plummeting!
Well, the EU is buying at record highs due to the turnip famine hitting Ireland, but import costs are cutting into profits.
How about the States?
The Feds are looking to increase interest rates on turnips to a level unheard of since the Cold War!
This country. Bill, come on, son. Give me the good news.
Well, I mean, if we can somehow predict the Eastern market, maybe we can...
Come on, man! Spit it out! We can't keep the mayor waiting!
I can't do this anymore, guys! I'm out!
Hey, Internet. It's Daniel J. Collette here, coming at you during the break. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. Thank you very much for listening. It means a lot to us. Just want to let you know that we are on iTunes. If you're listening on there, that's great. But if you're not, maybe you could check us out there. You can either click the link on our website, www.fridaynightfiasco.com, or just go into iTunes and type Friday Night Fiasco into your search bar anywhere in the iTunes store. And we'll probably come right up. We should. It's worked for me, so... That'd be great if you found us on there. Please subscribe, and if you like the show, hey, give us a rating, leave a review. It means a lot to us, and it really helps us out. It's how we gain visibility among the whole internet, other than you guys that are already listening. But yeah, so if you do like what you're hearing, we would very much appreciate it if you went to iTunes and gave us at least a rating, and if you really enjoy us, maybe a review too, a quick review. And I'm thinking next week on the show we'll start reading some of the best ones, if we do get any. So do that. Just wanted to plug that for a quick moment. So I hope you're enjoying everything else so far, but I did want to warn you about this next segment. The first half of it's fine. We just told a funny story. But after that, we started to try this new segment. It's called, I don't want to spoil it, but essentially we just read a fan fiction on the internet that is a very real thing. It actually existed. We found it online, but it's quite graphic. It involves characters from a certain children's movie that you probably hold very close to your heart. And, there's gratuitous violence and, a little bit of offensive language as well. So, I mean, I don't know if that, while you're listening to the show, if that bothers you, but it is a little bit more extreme than we usually talk about. So, if you're not comfortable with that, skip the last half of this segment when we introduce this new little piece here. But it is kind of funny, so if you can stomach that kind of stuff, please listen. It'll change you. It'll change you. That's all I can say. So thanks so much, and enjoy the third segment. Catch you later.
Friday Night Fiasco Party Segment. Let's get high.
Hang on, Wayne, close your arms, Garth.
And welcome back to Friday Night Fiasco. This is our third segment. It is the party segment. I am still Daniel J. Collette, and still here in the studio with me are
Paul
And Liam.
Why'd you say my name?
Because I was introducing you.
You're weird.
That's weird.
Okay.
During the quick break, we went to go get pizza, and on the way back, we just wanted to tell this story quick because it was really weird. On the way back, we were driving down my street to get back to my house, and we drove by these two girls, right? And they were looking the other way, and all three of us looked, and we were like, oh, were they hot? And then asked in passing, like, were they hot? I didn't see. And then they were like, oh, I didn't see either. And then Paul got the wise idea, since he was driving, to go pull back around and drive back down the street to see if they were, in fact, hot. And so we did that.
Which we did.
I wanted to know.
So we went, we pulled into my driveway.
Paul's a girlfriend.
Backed back out.
Hi, Katie. And then, love you.
And then drove past them. And now they were again walking in the opposite direction. Or they're walking the same direction as the car. So we couldn't see them again. So we went down the street. And I made them, like, stop and wait in the driveway and then come back around so we wouldn't look creepy.
The whole time they were giggling hysterically because they're little children.
True.
But it was fun.
No, they definitely weren't little kids.
No, I'm talking about you two.
Oh.
Oh, yes, I was giggling.
Paul was like, hee.
I was like, this is weird because
they
were
like, no, stop.
Well, they're clearly girls that live, like, next door to me that I've never met before.
True.
Yeah, so you'll probably never see them again.
Yeah, I'll probably never see them again if they're my fucking neighbors.
Well,
yeah.
You haven't seen them since. I mean, before.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's they were in close enough walking distance that they had to be from, like, within a 1 minute radius drive from my house, right? So we pull into a driveway, we wait, then we come back again, and this time Paul rolls so slow past them, like pretty slow, and then
when we came back, Paul.
Yeah,
was
I was going
told
pretty
him
fast.
No, that's right. You were gunning it.
I was a little embarrassed.
He was like, no, this is weird and embarrassing.
It
awkward.
Was weird.
Being a little pansy.
Not for you guys, but for me. Yeah.
I was being a pansy then. But it was about to get fun.
Because now that time the girls definitely noticed something because the same car had driven. Liam waved.
Also, I rolled down the window and like.
Yeah, and rolled down the window and like.
I tried to get
turned out the
honk,
radio. And he tried to get Paul to honk, and then he So they clearly noticed us at this point. Like, there is a car that's kind of following them now. And I'm like, all right, this is creepy. Let's just go back to my house. Then as we're pulling into my driveway, they had the bright idea to pull around in a different car.
We took my car.
To get another look at
so
these
I
girls.
Was
for
driving.
No
it
reason.
It was hilarious.
For
I,
no reason.
I
so
tried
now,
to play Let's Get It on my radio as we pulled by with the windows down.
So now
oh yeah, so Liam rolls down all the windows.
Yeah, now Liam's driving and he
and Dan
drives.
Keeps trying to pull up his window because he's a little pansy.
So
like,
they can
rolling it
they
down
can see
him.
Our faces now.
Yeah,
as
he
we,
drives
as
so slow past
we were going
them.
Maybe
like,
two or three, probably slower than they were, but going the opposite direction so they could see us.
And they gave us a look I think they recognized us right away, like the same kids in a different car. So now it's really creepy because
yes.
then. Now,
so then I went.
Now, what is
maybe,
it? Five times? Is this the fifth time?
Maybe 10 feet down the road.
Let's see, because we'd passed them once,
one,
gone back,
two,
come back a third
three,
time.
Four,
then we'd. Then in Liam's
three.
Car, we went
this
down.
Was the fourth time.
And then we came back.
Wait, we haven't got there yet. We're just going
no,
back.
No, we're coming back.
Yeah, so then 10 feet past them, maybe. I did a 3-point turn in the road and came back again.
For the sixth time.
And rolls just as slow the second time.
Really slow.
Long enough that the girls could have jumped in the freaking car if they wanted to.
As
which
we pulled out the first time, we forgot to mention, they saw us pull out of Dan's driveway.
Yeah, so that was the other thing
so
I was freaking out about. Because they know at least one of us lives there. And they saw all three of our faces, and both cars come in and out of there two times.
Okay, so as we
very
pulled
true.
Past the second time, they were already past Dan's driveway. So we skipped his driveway just to drive past them again, slowly, so slow that they were actually walking faster than we were, went maybe 100 feet down the road, turned around, and came back again with
so
all the windows
essentially,
down.
So by this time...
Then, okay, wait, this is what happened. We went past them the final time, then I stopped the car in the middle of the road, put it in reverse... And start backing up, following them. But then at this time, Dan's pissing his pants in horror because he's such a little fairy.
Yes.
So he grabs my,
The shifter.
And as my foot is on the gas, accelerating in reverse, He shifts it into neutral. No, we're moving because the gear's grinded. So he shifts it into neutral and then shifts into drive so that the car scrapes and jerks in the opposite direction.
Yeah, that's
and that's
totally
when I get upset with him.
Well,
and
you drive an automatic transition. That's a transmission.
I was already upset with you because you've now convinced my fucking, I guess, neighbors or somebody who lives within like 500 feet of my house that I'm trying to rape them. Like, you probably terrified those girls, the poor things.
Yeah, so because Dan lives in the hole, he's never gotten in a measure like that. So he was just out of his element and wildly uncomfortable.
Wildly,
so was Paul, but a little bit.
How could you not be uncomfortable?
I was uncomfortable for like the first 5 minutes.
Paul
and then
was
it
like,
was,
Paul would
was
have
funny.
Been pissing his pants in the same way if this was in his neighborhood.
Paul was a healthy uncomfortable. Yeah, Paul probably would have.
Paul would have been flipping.
But
well, the difference
so.
Is that my neighborhood actually has a population greater than like 2. This neighborhood.
Yeah, but
like,
in a way, it's even weirder because.
No, because this neighborhood, once you see
we
the two, once you creep out 2 people, you've creeped out half the neighborhood.
If we were, right, that, and if we were going to rape anybody, like, if we were in the market for raping.
If we were in the business.
Like, it could happen in my street.
It
I
could.
Suppose.
It
so,
could.
Like,
there were little girls on scooters. I mean, they weren't little.
They weren't that little.
They
At first
age,
we thought
probably.
They were, like, 12, but then we got another look, and they were probably around our age, like, close enough to our age.
Probably.
But anyway, point of the story is that Paul and Liam are dicks, and that they all,
yeah,
and that they probably scared 2 innocent girls half to death.
Oh yes, they thought they were.
So anyway, that's that quick story that we wanted to tell you. And now, since it's the party segment, we are going to transition into our celebration for tonight, our little activity. The party segment, if you didn't listen to the first episode, is our little anything goes segment at the end of the show where we like to play games or just talk about something funny. But anyway, so today we got the idea that we do a little bit of a dramatic reading for you.
Yep.
And I think
Friday Night Fiasco Theater.
I think this will create some really great radio in a new segment that we're calling the Friday Night Fiasco Players Present.
Oof, that's nice.
Boom, there it is.
All right, so here it is, a little bit of preface. This is, it's gonna get really weird. So, like, the point of this is how strange it is, but basically, it's a fan fiction, right? Like, a story written by a fan of something, like, usually in a creepy sexual way. And
a little bit erotic.
Almost always erotic, and this one really excels in that field. It is a Shrek fan fiction based on the DreamWorks series of films, Shrek. And it is, there's love, there's sort of rape, there's murder.
Paul and I haven't read this.
Paul and
I have no idea what I'm about to read. This is completely raw.
Yep, this is totally raw. I've read most of it because I was the one deciding what we were going to read, but I wanted them to have the rawest reaction possible, so
raw.
All I did was load this up in front of both of them, and
prepare to
gonna,
be raw dog.
We're going to read this, and they're going to play the characters, and I'm going to be the narrator. Except there's 3 characters, but one of them only has a couple lines, so I'll play one of the characters just as I'm reading. But anyway,
so how do I know when to read my...
You need to follow along and notice when your character's speaking. Alright, so it is a Shrek fan fiction, and it's called... The title of it is Donkey's Greatest Prank. The author is Richie Rags. Probably not a real person, but he sounds like a fan fiction writer.
Richie Rags with a W.
So, I don't... I'll read you the description of the story. It goes like this. Donkey pulls a prank on Shrek that will cost him his marriage. Rated M for passionate loving and bestiality.
Yeah.
So this,
yeah, buddy.
This is really going somewhere. This is going to get so weird so fast, and I can't wait. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'll be the narrator. Liam will be playing the role of Shrek. Paul will be playing the role of Donkey.
Yeah.
And I will also be playing the role of Fiona, who only has a couple lines, so I'll be doing it. I'll change
I'm
my
looking
voice
at this, and I have no idea when I'm supposed to read.
If you just read along, it's pretty obvious.
All right, we got this. All right, I think we can figure it out.
So without further ado, The Friday Night Fiasco Players present...
Oh my goodness.
Donkey's Greatest Prank. A fanfiction dramatic reading. Starring Daniel J. Collette as narrator and Fiona, Paul Friedman as
Donkey,
Donkey, and Liam Shanahan as Shrek.
Yeah.
And now it's time for another masterpiece of modern literature, Donkey's Greatest Prank, a marvelous fanfiction by the talented author Richie Rags, based on the picture book by the late William Steig. Now here's your host, Mr. Richie Rags. Or I be the author of this ere story about a CGI film, about this there ogre and that there donkey. They bain't be looking for each other, you see, so they be trying to get along and the like. Enough with these there notes. Get to reading, the bastard thing. Lucky, you useless twat. You better be writing that there story like I be telling ya. One day at Shrek's house in the middle of his swamp, Fiona put her kids to bed while Shrek was getting ready for the planned sexy time with his wife by putting Viagra pills in a colored bottle of gin and tonic. But he needed a piss before he could drink it. Shrek went outside for a slash, unknowing that Donkey was looking over the window with binoculars like Peeping Tom he is, and then sees an opportunity to pull an amazing prank, so he ran up to the window and jumped through it. Once in the house, he got a used colored gin and tonic bottle similar to the other one and put laxatives, prunes, grapefruit, and the hottest chilies ever grown in a blender and made exploding diarrhea-inducing smoothie. Donkey then puts the smoothie into the empty bottle and downies the entire bottle, giving Donkey a hard-on the size of an ironing board. Fiona walks outside the kid's room and spots Donkey. "Donkey," she asks in shock, "what are you doing here? Where's Shrek?"
"Shrek walked out on you,"
lied the horny lying fuck.
"I came in here to support you in your time of need."
Fiona started to weep.
"That fucking bastard! He said our sex life was on the rocks after we had the kids, but that was enough reason to walk out on me just like that."
"Don't cry, Fiona,"
Donkey said.
"I make you feel better."
Fiona stopped crying and walked into the bedroom with Donkey and closed the door. Shrek re-entered the house immediately after and heard his wife gasping and panting. Shrek thought she was just playing with herself, so he was all, "Oh well." Then he walks over to the kitchen surface, chugs the gin and tonic bottle. Then he heard his wife shout,
"Fuck my basking shark jaw-sized pussy harder with your ironing board-sized cock."
Shrek became suspicious.
"That can be right,"
he thought.
Meowg's puddle is suddenly Shrek wing. Fuck. Larger than an ironing board. It's more like the size of a double-decker bus when full erect.
But suddenly, Shrek felt an odd liquid dripping down his legs. Shrek realized what it was and screamed,
"Oh, shite!"
Then suddenly lost all control of his bowels, and the brown mustard blasted out of his anus in a fantastic torrent of
ass vomit.
Oh. Meanwhile, in the bedroom, Fiona popped out under the quilt.
"What was that?"
she asked.
"Nothing. Now continue."
"That's not you."
"Yeah, it is."
"No, it's Donkey."
"Oh, nothing. Now continue reenacting Two Girls in One Cup,"
said Donkey, and they went back under the covers for more sex. Shrek ran out of the house and all the noise woke up his children. They sneaked out of their room to investigate and found a trail of liquidized fecal matter all over the floor, left running under the covers for more sex. Shrek ran out of the house and all the noise...
Fecal matter all over the floor.
In Shrek's bedroom, Fiona was lying lifeless on a bed with a shocked expression left on her face.
Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit,
panicked Donkey.
What have I done? I knew I shouldn't have made her reenact the goat's guy bottle video. Goatsy guy bottle video, although the video turns me into a rather randy fellow.
Donkey tries to remove the evidence by taking out the broken bottle from deep within her bowels that shattered in her intestines, ripping it to pieces. But then Shrek's kids entered the room and saw their dead mother and Donkey holding a bloody shit-covered broken bottle in his mouth. What did you do to Mommy? Said one of them in a very depressed tone.
They said it in that...
Mommy's just sleeping. Come on, I'll take you all back to bed.
Donkey guided them in their room and tucked them into bed. When they were asleep, Donkey stabbed them all to death in a frenzy, which the broken bottle.
Oh god, I slaughtered them.
Donkey panicked.
Why? Why?
Donkey ran out of the house as fast as he could, because if he stayed in the house, he'll be so fucked. When he got outside, he saw Shrek shitting all over the place. Donkey stopped dead in his tracks because the sight of Shrek shitting an ocean of diarrhea made him raffle.
Donkey, what the fuck are you doing in my swamp? I fucking know.
Asked Shrek.
I was just passing by.
Donkey replied. Shrek then noticed Donkey still had a hard on.
Wait a moment,
Shrek thought to himself.
His stiffy is the size of an ironing board. Where did I hear this before?
Then he remembered what his wife said when she was supposedly masturbating and made the shocking realization.
Donkey!
Shrek shouted.
You been shagging my lass?
Shrek!
Oh, I can't do sound effects.
Oh my god, stop your ruined flow.
Donkey?
It's not what you think!
Shrek wasn't having this and grabbed Donkey by the tail and swung Donkey around into a tree, breaking his jaw. Shrek took off his trousers, then he threw Donkey's back on the floor and teabagged him with his enormous plant-sized testicles. Then Shrek forced his fat wang into Donkey's gob and pissed inside his mouth. Donkey broke free and spat the urine out.
Donkey broke free and spat the urine out. Shrek then grabbed Donkey's ear and pulled it next to his lips. Now Donkey, there...
No, that's not you, that's not you.
Now Donkey, there were a wee bit of spunk in my pee. And we ogres don't take kindly to people who don't swallow.
Said the ogre totally hell-bent on revenge. Then he grabs Donkey's hind legs and stamps on his gonads. Pulls on his legs until they tore right off his hips. Donkey was absolutely screaming his head off.
Remember when I said ogres are like onions? Well, we're like lemons too.
Shrek said while picking a lemon from a nearby tree and ripping it clean in half.
They're both gonna sting the shit out of ya.
Shrek pushed the halves on Donkey. Donkey snapped thigh bones. Use them like orange juice. This is too much.
Come on. Shh. Keep going. We're in.
The pain was so unparalleled, Donkey screamed.
Kill me now. I don't want to live another second.
I haven't finished yet,
said Shrek, holding a rope in hand. The other grabbing Donkey's tail and drags him over to a tree and ties the rope to a high branch. Shrek ties the other end to Donkey's scrotum and hung him upside down from his ruptured testicles. Shrek walked away for a moment and came back with a hammer and some rusty nails. Shrek poked Donkey's head with one of the nails and hammered it straight through his skull into the the pain receptor of his brain. Donkey tries to scream again, but he was out of breath from screaming from the earlier torture. Shrek hammered more and more nails until Donkey died from having all of the blood rush to his head.
Cheeky wee bastard,
said Shrek as he untied the knot from the branch. Donkey's corpse dropped from the tree where it was untied. Shrek dragged it down to the well and threw it down the well so it could never be found. Shrek marched into his home after he shut the front door, and a scream was heard, and a collapsing sound soon followed.
Epilogue.
Shrek was found dead in his home 3 days later as he died of shock from seeing his entire family dead. A year later, Shrek's swamp was completely deforested to make room for a new mansion for Jeremy Clarkson.
The end.
The end.
That was magical.
That was so much more brutal than I thought it would be.
We had never read this before. This was an original reading.
I clearly didn't read it closely enough because I really hope we didn't shock anybody. I'm gonna put a warning before this. Some of that was a little intense.
That was wildly inappropriate.
All we wanted was like a calm little sex scene between Donkey and Shrek, and we thought that would be hilarious. But I think this took it as far as it could possibly go.
It was pretty vulgar.
Between Fiona reenacting Two Girls, One Cup and Donkey having his head hammered in with rusty nails, that was a lot to ask. So that right there is... This has been a Friday Night Fiasco theater production by the Friday Night Fiasco Players. Alright. Wow. I guess we should just end it there.
Yeah, I don't know what...
I don't know what to say after that.
Wow.
Right. I sincerely apologize.
But...
That taught me that if we ever do this again, I should really proofread.
We are not sadists and masochists, I promise.
But you might be if you listen to that whole thing.
Heck, you might have liked it. Aww.
If you liked it, Google... Shrek's greatest prank, or don't. It's really gross. Yes, I skipped over a couple of lines. I had to. It was too much. I'm sorry if I scarred you, but I will put a warning right before this. So if you listened, that is by your own digression.
We warned you.
Discretion. Discretion. All right. So I guess that's it. This has been another successful episode of Friday Night Fiasco. Successful.
Hey, I liked it.
I mean, up until that
My
point,
voice is hoarse now.
I know. I read so much. Screw you. You're not even hoarse. I'll show you hoarse.
I'm not hoarse. I'm donkey.
Show you donkey. Donkey.
Oh, boy. Well.
I might have to reread through that again.
That was nice.
Study the lyrical poetry.
Who is the author?
Who do you think grew more as a character in that?
Shrek had a lot of, Donkey, you could really tell he regretted his decisions by the
end. Yeah, I think he learned a lesson. I think he learned a lot about people before they die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Donkey
grew as an individual.
Yeah. Author, Richie Rags, really.
Yeah, if you like this work, please look him up. Richie Rags, Raggs. Richie.
All right, let's just stop talking about this. Let's just forget party segment ever happened this week.
Yeah, I agree.
All right,
rated fiction, M, English, humor/romance, Donkey and Shrek.
That was not romance.
That was not romance.
Nor was it humorous.
Yeah, there was neither.
Someone needs to work on the categorization.
Hey, if you were laughing at that, I probably hate you.
Yeah, that was horrible. All right, let's just stop it. Let's just stop. We need to cut this off here.
All right,
this has been another episode of Friday Night Fiasco. It is Friday night, and thank you so much for hanging out with us and spending your Friday night, or I guess other night of the week if you did, with us.
I hope that wasn't too vulgar for you, and if it was, maybe you want more, just
Let us know what you think about it. You can tweet at us at our new Twitter, at FNFcast. That's the best way to get in touch with us, but if you want, you can also send an email.
Hey, comment on our page.
Yeah, comment on the page. I think all you need is a Google account to do that, so pretty much anybody can. You don't have to, like, register or anything. Either do that or tweet at us or send an email if you want to, FridayNightFiascoPodcast@gmail.com. Those are the best ways of getting in touch with us, and you can also now like us on Facebook too. We are www.facebook.com/FridayNightFiasco, and as always, you definitely should check us out at www.FridayNightFiascoPodcast. No, wait, fuck, I messed it up. www.FridayNightFiasco.com. That's our website. That's the best place to find out information about all of us. You can subscribe to us on iTunes from there. If you are listening on iTunes now, thank you so much. Give us a 5-star rating. We really do appreciate it. Maybe leave a little comment there, a little review of us. Even if it's bad, you know, all criticism is good criticism.
It's never bad.
That's not true.
It's not true at all.
It's not true at all.
We'd really appreciate your ratings on iTunes. That helps a lot. That's what gets us noticed, and that's what spreads this podcast around the internet. Let's review. Email FridayNightFiascoPodcast@gmail.com. Facebook.com/FridayNightFiasco. At FNFcast on Twitter. And as always, www.FridayNightFiasco.com. Find more information there, as well as our previous episode.
Yeah.
And the video that we mentioned earlier in the cast. So thank you so much for listening. We'll be back at you next week with the same cast and a whole lot more to talk about.
Yay.
Including some big video game news with E3 coming up. So
E3,
get hype, guys. Yeah, and so Animal Crossing. Woo!
Maybe even more erotic while the appropriate video.
No, I think we need to take a break from the Friday Night Fiasco players. This is not, I'm not sure if it's a segment I want to do again. But it was a good test run.
Yeah.
Like all things.
Hey, we'll just preview them next time.
Yeah, next time, if we ever do this again, we'll pull back together. But let us know if that was the most horrible thing you ever heard and you want to stop listening to our podcast forever. I don't blame you, but tell us that so we know to not do it again.
All right,
let's cut it off there because it's been a while and we are rambling. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Daniel J. Collette.
Paul Friedman.
William Shanahan.
We will catch you later. Thanks.
Bye.
Much for to playing my game.